I speak to you in the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. So, those readings for today, they are not for the faint of heart, are they? Let us begin with Peter in the Gospel. Peter presents Jesus with a question about forgiveness. He asks Jesus how much we should forgive. Even seven times? Now, seven is always an important number in the Bible, and it's important here because the rabbinic tradition was that you must forgive someone three times. So Peter's offering of the number seven represents double the required amount of forgiveness, and then one for extra good measure. Jesus responds with 77, or 7 times 7, depending on the translation. But the exact number here isn't important, because Jesus isn't giving us a definitive point in which we can stop forgiving. Jesus isn't giving us a forgiveness finish line of 77 times. This isn't about keeping track or keeping score of your forgives. It's quite the opposite. Jesus gives us a number that implies that we're always to forgive. Always. Jesus is inviting us into a lifestyle change, a life of forgiveness, a life away from keeping score of who has wronged us. Jesus is always pushing us further. Jesus always wants us to go one more step. Jesus pushes us to give more, to love more, and to forgive more. In fact, if you ever find yourself hearing Jesus say that you've done enough and that you need to just sit back and relax, watch out, because that's not Jesus that's talking to you. But then Jesus moves on into a parable that we honestly don't talk a whole lot about. The parable of the unforgiving servant. Here we have a servant that is forgiven a massive debt. The amount listed here by Jesus is so great that it couldn't have been paid off by an entire family of slaves in many lifetimes. This is a huge amount of money that has been forgiven. And now, with a new lease on life, that servant goes out and runs into a slave that owes him some money. And he fails to show any mercy to his fellow servant and has him thrown into jail. When the master hears this, he's so furious that he calls that servant back and has him tortured until the debt is repaid. And then Jesus leaves us with this little quote: "So my heavenly Father will also do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother or your sister from your heart." Ouch! Where's my happy Jesus? Where's my healing and feeding Jesus that we had up until this point? Jesus is giving us a serious warning about forgiveness. And it's important because each week we pray the Lord's Prayer. Day after day, week after week, we pray this prayer. Sometimes we do it without giving it much thought. Especially to the line, "Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us." day after day, week after week, as we pray this prayer, we ask God to use our forgiveness as the example to use to forgive us. We pray every week, every day. We pray that God treats us like we treat others. I believe in a merciful, a loving, and a forgiving God. But I also believe in a God that has given us free will. And part of that is that we will be held accountable one day. And I don't mean hell. I don't think that that's at all what we're talking about here. But it does mean that we're not scot-free. Jesus makes it uncomfortably clear here. We have to forgive. When we forgive, we make a decision to have a different association with the person that we have forgiven. When we see someone who has wronged us or hurt us, or even someone that we perceived has wronged us, we have a reaction of anger or fear. And when we forgive, when we really forgive from our heart, we have to make a decision to not let that fearful or angry reaction take place. We begin to associate that person with love instead of hurt. We let the love slowly replace the anger or the hurt or the fear in our heart. Like I said several weeks ago, Jesus is always calling us to live in our heart space instead of our head space. And when we fail to forgive, we're not only going to be held accountable down the road, but we'll also be ruining the present. Because no one can be happy, truly happy, with a heart full of hate. So we learn to forgive as we would have God forgive us. We all need to be a little more eager to love. We can all be a little jaded by all the hurt in the world. I think it's a costly side effect of the 24-hour news cycle and too much connectivity through our phones and Facebook. We need to slow down. We need to take stock of what's in our heart. We need to forgive those who have hurt us and make amends to those who we have hurt. God's calling us to forgive more and to be eager to love others, all others. Amen.